Nothing's ever what it seems. Outside looking in, it's quite the dream. Sometimes I have to cry myself to sleep. It's all that I...
Welcome to Daytime Drinking and the Only Music Podcast, episode 10. Yes,
10?
It's amazing.
Or
yes, it's 10.
Wow.
Yes.
We should kind of celebrate. There's a lot of 10
sound effects.
Sound effects,
yes.
And styrofoam and beer, which, yeah.
Hang on. I found this yesterday. And I've got funny noises, like...
Oh, but
that's
will do
good.
It. That will do it.
My name is Staffan. I'm here with...
Luis.
And today we're going to talk about... Essentially, we're going to talk about Apple Music. And then we're going to move on to what we've been listening to. But let's begin. Luis,
yes.
We're back.
Yes,
we're back. In Gothenburg.
Absolutely.
Where David Grohl broke his leg.
Absolutely.
That's where we're famous
start.
About right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he
let's
broke his
start.
Leg.
We never had that much PR for this town
never.
Ever.
Never.
Since Dave Grohl
yeah.
broke his leg.
But he stepped up to the plate.
Oh, he certainly did.
Yeah, he...
I'm not certain he was going to say that now, however, considering he's got 15 operations ahead of him.
Gotta mention, we got a recap here. So we did two episodes, one about covers and then one about guilty pleasures, right? So I got an email. We got lots of emails, especially for covers, but some for the guilty pleasures as well. And to ease my mind, because I'm definitely the one who came out looking like a fool from the Guilty Pleasure episode. If you haven't listened to it, backtrack and listen to the old episode. It's kind of worth it. I got an email here from Greg, and he wrote in and said, my dad always says there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. And I agree, but here are mine. And he included like Britney Spears, Rihanna, Hanson, Korn, Natalie Imbruglia, Backstreet Boys, but he did include one song here. It's by a guy called Jason Downs. I think this is a UK act. I googled it.
Really?
I think this definitely tops all of my guilty pleasures and yours too. This is the worst thing I've ever listened to. So this recording is...
I love to hear this.
This is obviously a sort of one-hit wonder. I think this is a recording from Top of the Pops.
Wow.
In 2001. And please listen to the MC or the rapper. He's saying, yeah. It's like someone amputating a cat. It's the worst yeah I've ever heard.
Okay, you think you got some money? Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Got off the Greyhound at the port in New York City.
Yeah!
Looking for a break and some fame and fortune, la-di-da. My father said, boy, it's dangerous out there.
Yeah!
You better use a jimmy hat and don't forget your combat boots.
Yeah! Who's the white boy over there with the thunder in his hair? I'm gonna be the
That's bad.
That's
so
brilliant.
Thank you, Greg, for sending that.
Fantastic.
And
we love that.
We also got a great number of covers. A few honorable mentions. Patrick wrote in and mentioned Flaming Lips cover of Borderline.
Oh yeah.
Madonna's Borderline. Mm. Have you heard it? Insane.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
But
Borderline. No pun intended.
But I think Borderline where it suited. I mean. Flaming Lips.
I'm going to add that to our
borderline.
Spotify list.
Yeah.
And then we got another one, Nathan L. He wrote in, an artist called Ella Irie, who did a cover of Gnarls Barkley Going On.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add that to the Spotify list as well.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for writing in. Every email is...
appreciated.
Yeah, appreciated.
And
that's
much
a good word.
Enjoy. We kind of enjoy them extremely.
Yeah.
So
extremely,
please keep sending. It's exciting to read them.
All right, let's move on. Obviously, we got to talk about Apple Music.
Yes.
The big thing this week.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to start off with the pros and cons. What did you think about Apple Music?
Well, to start with, just visually, you know, there's something about Apple that makes me want to use it. There is, you know, there's something about like Spotify that never gelled with me. I hate to say this and I shouldn't say it, you know, but there was the way it looks, and also that a tiny little mistake, or whatever. Of course, you can't find what you want to find. So I spend hours on Spotify trying to find what I want to find, and I don't normally, you know, so I end up at YouTube in the end. So I'm thinking, why on earth do I end up using Spotify anyhow, you know? So I'm thinking, well, it's really because there are no other choices. Now I've got a choice. I like the way it looks. Visually, it immediately I go, okay, I want to use this. This is something I want to use.
Yes.
Now, I haven't had too much time, I'm afraid, to give you a full review of what I think about the functions of it, because I haven't used it that much as of yet.
Did you use the iPhone app, or did you use the laptop version?
The laptop, because I couldn't, you know, I had to
update
upload.
I had to
update my phone before I could get the app,
okay, that's
basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've only used the app,
uh-huh,
app version.
Okay. And what's your feel
I think
on the app
version? I mean, on the positive side,
yeah,
I think Apple is so good with PR,
yeah,
and they made sure to take advantage of Tidal's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of Tidal's and Jay-Z's missteps with PR and what they did wrong, I think Apple is good at taking advantage of the situation.
Absolutely.
I like the feeling of curated music,
yeah,
instead of like
absolutely
having an AI algorithm,
absolutely,
calculating what I should be listening to. I think that's a personal,
yeah,
feeling. I like bringing back the radio station, the sense of, okay, they're playing a song I like,
yeah,
and you're like, yeah, good, I feel good about this,
yeah,
because they're promoting an act I like,
yeah,
which I've been, it's been so long since I heard, like, since I had that feeling.
Mm.
And I obviously like Saint Love.
If I understand, we should clarify that. That's live broadcasting we're talking about. 24/7 live broadcasting radio stations, right?
Yes.
Which in itself, down at Cannes, when I was there at the Music Publishers Association,
mm-hmm,
you know, this whole big event, this was kind of the big thing, you know, like all of a sudden we have live broadcast station. Now, we're not only competing with Spotify, we're competing with BBC Radio 1, we're competing with all the radio station around the world. Now, somehow radio has really, I think, taken a new form and shape in every capacity, and I love that with this, you know. They kind of snatched the hottest DJ you can get, one of the best, and you kind of take him in charge and leads, and he's done interviews, you've seen it everywhere, you know, he's talking about it. I really do love, as you said, the curated kind of idea of everything, because curation in the end of the day when it comes to music is the big value today, I think.
Yeah,
curation is what kind of has the value to a certain extent, you know.
And like a good DJ,
uh-huh,
with a great amount of charisma,
mm-hmm,
I think builds have a great sense of building up a track,
yeah,
presenting it,
mm-hmm,
and then playing it,
yeah,
and getting you excited.
Yeah.
I want to mention also, I ran a survey on,
yeah,
Has It Leaked before, yeah, they launched, asked the question, which streaming service will you be using?
Mm-hmm.
And like 300 people voted. And number one, of course, Spotify.
Yeah.
And number two is basically a no. I will only be using MP3s.
Okay.
But the third one, before it launched, is Apple Music by 26%, which...
That's high.
That's
high. That's very high, considering Spotify had how many years to build this up, where they're at today?
Yeah, it's
to reach that,
yeah,
percentage.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked another survey this week, first initial reaction to Apple Music was, and 42% said...
Wow.
I like it, and I'm likely to switch my current streaming for my current streaming
That's
provider.
That's almost double.
That's crazy.
That's really good.
It is surprising how people are, like you said, how you treat and how you look at Apple and,
yeah,
what they produce and how
Absolutely.
You conceive like what they're producing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bad, the cons to all of this is, first of all, with the radio station, time zones. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me when one of the presenters says like, yeah, check up the schedule on our website. I'm not gonna do that, no, obviously.
Fair, yeah.
I don't know, using like internet time, like one global time setting, I don't know, but it feels really weird. I think, and the second one is, and I think this is like the luxury of being in Sweden, it is annoying to listen to a hip-hop track when they are censored. So it would be nice if they had like beats too, for like people who are not afraid of the F word. Oh yeah, one thing I really got annoyed by. I listened to the radio like for 3 hours, I think. And I noticed directly they're playing the one of the exclusive tracks they got, Pharrell's new track. They play that once every hour. That's,
of course, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, it's part of the deal, but it's super annoying. And it feels so commercial. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, it's still early stages. Oh yeah, this they got this Connect with Artist. Have you looked into that?
I haven't tried that, no.
Okay, so that's really weird. So they have a few, now they have like 20, 30.
Is that the creation where they put their own visuals?
This is like, you have one artist who can share stuff with you. So like, let's say Tame Impala, within the app.
Yeah, within the app, exactly. Yeah. And I heard a lot about this, actually. It was kind of one of the big launch that they were launching. The two big things they had in front of the launch were the personal kind of sharing with artists, and they're gonna make it quite visual and stuff, and then the radio station. These are the two edges,
yes,
you know.
And looking at the list, I think it's 30 artists right now.
Yeah.
One of them being Pitbull.
Wow.
Who wants to follow Pitbull? I don't know. The man who is stuck in a green screen room.
I shouldn't say what I think about this, but that's interesting.
But I think, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, I'd rather follow an artist on Twitter.
I'm pretty convinced it's going to grow. I have a big feeling it's going to be a bigger act, interesting act that's going to do this.
But at the same time,
I think there is something to be said about this, because right now with Spotify, you turn music into non-visual music, which I hate. I can't see the cover properly. I can't see what it looks like. Nothing. The point with this sharing, etc., is also so that artists should be able to upload the visuals, their artwork, their, you know, etc., etc., which I do believe there is something to be said for that. And I'm glad they're taking the initiative.
I think, I think Twitter is the alternative if I want to connect with an artist, and especially like the smaller indie artists. All in all, I think it's good. I think, like you said, it's the user interface is superior when you compare it to Spotify.
Yeah.
I think it's always nice with competition. I wish there was something more. We discussed this before we recorded. Pitchfork, Rolling Stone, I think. A few select media outlets have like their own curated lists, which is sort of silly. I think Pitchfork had an interview with Trent Reznor. From the interview, which Pitchfork also highlighted, is Trent Reznor saying, "It's kind of a miracle to think that a device in your pocket can play pretty much any song that the world has ever created."
Well, that's not necessarily anything new.
Exactly. It's so silly.
Okay. All right. That's a way of phrasing it. What can I say? I think, you know, there was Spotify who was first on the market. Let's just face it. They were first on the market to turn this into a thing. They got the market. They got the majority of the market. But what we gotta kind of consider here is that most territories aren't like the Nordic territories here in Scandinavia, for example. Most territories have like 50% paying clients. The rest of them are non-paying clients, you know? And I think that's a quite interesting kind of stat, to be fair, because ideally what we want to receive is like what we have here, 90% or whatever it is. It's quite a really high percentage paying customers over here, you know? We don't want the ads, we don't want etc., you know? So we pay without problems. Now, I think I'm interested to see what stats we're going to get from the Apple Music once the 3-month trial period is over, which is now for free, you know, which they now eventually have said they're going
to
pay.
But it was crazy easy to register. Yeah, no registration.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just entering my password.
Got,
yeah, exactly. They already got
credit.
My information.
They already got
and
it. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like everyone else, I'm going to use the 3-month trial.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to at least pay for a month.
Yeah.
Extra. That's always the case.
Yeah.
The one thing that's keeping me from switching is the fact that I have all of my friends on Spotify and I share a lot of playlists with them.
Hmm.
And I think I have to notify them, okay, I'm moving over to Apple. Are you also moving over to Apple? That's kind of convoluted for me, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think most of my friends are going to keep Spotify.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. Otherwise, I don't really care.
Now, if you can't afford it, if you have to choose, what would you choose?
Then, of course, it's Spotify. Definitely.
Definitely.
In combination with, I love Google Music. Google Music still, it's free and you get to upload 50,000 songs to the cloud and just stream them. Because I have like a bunch of old MP3s laying around on hard drives.
Yeah.
So it's a basic form of both a free backup and it's nice to get to my music which isn't available to stream.
Mm.
And I'm keeping Spotify because of my friends. What are
you
going to do?
You don't think your friends are going to go over to...
Right now, they hardly know about Apple Music. So I think...
Well, I'm so annoyed with Spotify. I'm so happy to get rid of it.
So you're going to switch?
You're not listening. I'm going to switch, yes.
Okay, so let's move on. Newsworthy items. Yeah, Kanye West at Glastonbury. Should we play the clip when he's doing
the Queen Rhapsody
thing? The worst thing ever to grace the UK?
Absolutely. Why did you have to do it was just the question. And I know there's plenty of haters out there, whatever. I do not hate Kanye West in any way. I do actually adore that man. But why?
Why?
I didn't mean to make you cry. And I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
And I better sing as well.
Yeah. It's like coming to Sweden making an ABBA track. And it might not really work. It's the kind of same thing.
Kanye West doing Waterloo.
Yeah, exactly. That would be great. You know, same thing.
I think Libertines announced their new album today, which is like a snooze fest. Again, enemy
really
stuck in the
2000,
but still stuck in the like
past.
Yeah, that's right. What else has been going on?
Well, newsworthy stuff. I think that's quite a lot. I love the fact we got to talk about this. Grace Jones announces her memoirs are coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh man,
yeah.
I want to read this.
What was the title again? I think the title is I'm never gonna write my memoirs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I do love that. I mean, trust me, I met her many times. many times.
Okay.
I think she still calls me Lucy instead of Louise.
Wow.
She can't get...
So you're on that
we
level
are on
with
that
her.
Terms,
wow.
Me and Grace. She is absolutely spectacular. There is no one like her.
Mm-hmm.
Her memoirs must be read. That's all I can say. They must be read.
She's going to spill the beans?
There are a lot of beans to be spilled.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
and then...
Well, maybe we promised a little while back to have a little comment and get back to you regarding We Are Your Friends.
We are your friends, you!
Oh yeah, that's right, the movie trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's recap here. So we have, there's a movie coming out starring...
All right, it's out already, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's out.
Yeah, I'm pretending that I don't know. but it's what's it called?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. The trailer has the old Justice versus Simian disco track.
We are
your friends, right?
Yeah.
So we were wondering.
And we were like, how did this happen?
Yeah, and since you know Justice...
knowing them being quite picky and choosy about what they do. visually, we thought it was a bit fascinating that a trailer that came across rather, how do I put it nicely, ambivalent perhaps, how come they put the track? Now, we asked the question and the answer was, well, the film from day one was called We Are Your Friends. That was the name
without
of the film.
Asking.
Without asking. Oh, yeah, but they don't have to. Any title of a track is not copyrighted. So if you want to use a film called One Love, you can do that.
Like oh, that's...
Bob Marley, yeah.
That's One Love.
Yeah, you
that's,
can use
that's the
plenty.
Movie. That's my biography.
Exactly.
One
there
Love.
You go. Three Little Birds, whatever you want to use. You can use whatever title you want to... They decided to call the film We Are Your Friends. And at this point, they had not cleared the music, but of course they're using the track We Are Your Friends as a title track. Now, they go to Simeon and they say, hi guys, you got 75% publishing of this track. Can we use it? And they go, yeah, you can. So Justice goes, okay, shit. Either they will make a cover of this, you know what I mean? Either they will just make a cover of this track.
Oh, okay.
Or... we'll say yes for them to use the original because the cover probably won't be as good.
Okay.
So they kind of go, okay, fine, use it.
And fans of Zac Efron.
And most likely.
Do you have any ballpark money wise?
No. But
no.
I know.
What do you think?
I know what Kanye gets, for example.
Yeah. What
I mean,
what
for
will Kanye
the Great
get?
Gatsby,
yeah.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
We had a massive sample that was used in that. And there was only 50% of the publishing, I think we got. I'd say it was about 800,000, maybe a million all in all for
dollars.
That track. Yeah. I'd say something like it was a
wow.
massive amount of money for that track, you know. Or 800,
wow.
something like that. Mm. So maybe, I don't know what they got from this.
Money.
There's tons of money.
Oh, I'm sweat. You really know how to press play. Show me something.
Okay, so let's move on to what we've been listening to, right?
Yeah. I think I'm going to start off by something that would startle you. I'm quite excited about this. Okay, so I love this band. They're called Mystic Braves. They're from the US, they're from Los Angeles, and they really got like a cool kind of psychedelic rock kind of sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Saint Laurent used them in his latest fashion show. Saint Laurent being the name right now in the fashion world, you know, he does the coolest collections, etc. I saw the video the other day where he uses the music and it's just, and the show and everything is just, it's perfect. You know, this is the male collection. Drippin' is the name of the track I want to play from the latest album of Mystic Braves. And if you don't know about the band already, check them out and listen to this, because this is amazing. Okay, so sorry, apologies. Trippin' Like I Do, not Trippin', of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't, yeah.
It's
was
very
surprising.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're doing a European tour, apparently, this fall. First European tour ever. They're just, everything about them, aesthetics, everything, I love it, you know. And this psychedelic sound is growing, getting bigger, and is, you know, a lot of psych fests opening around the world right now. And, you know, I
get that. That is what the kids are into these days.
Yeah, yeah. It's but this is brilliant. This will, I think they're about to break. I really do.
I mean, it's difficult because it doesn't really have a chorus.
Not
to it.
This track, no. Your turn.
Okay, yeah. So I got one track here. This is also very not typical stuff on music, I would say. Not at all. But because it's summer, I read about this guy. So he's called Jameson. He's abbreviated his name to GMSN, He had like, he's kind of those guys who had, I think, at least two major record deals, but never made it commercially, and then got dropped immediately. So okay. This is a track called "Bout It," and one of the highlights of the track, the string section, love it. Here okay. we go. I'm about it. You're about it.
Because for me, that's like beginning mid-2000s sound happening there. And that's really like, you know, like on the pop side, of course, you know.
Yeah, remember I have the Craig David side of me
yeah,
lurking somewhere in my brain.
It was also your time, you know.
But this is 2014, man.
It doesn't sound 2014 to me.
It doesn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you didn't like it, I
no,
presume?
No, you know, I got a soft spot for this kind of stuff, so I don't mind this at
not
all, actually.
Not instantly, like,
not instantly falling in love or
what?
Anything like that,
this
no?
This is like, seriously?
He's doing one
I
of this.
I
you know,
thought
in
you,
ten,
I, you would be super impressed.
We're
like,
going to see it here in 10 years' time, and we're going to go, remember when you played that tune? And you're going to be a bit like when you played Craig David. You're going to be like, oh my God.
Okay. I immediately regret me playing this. Should I play Wolf Alice instead right now?
Get back
oh,
to
by
Craig.
The way, since Louise is Rock is Dead
oh,
and...
God. Oh, God.
Everything's ruined, and I wish it was the 90s again. Wolf Alice released their album. They got great reviews in the US. I mean, they got great reviews in NME, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they got, I think, Pitchfork. Hang on. Pitchfork wrote, what a relief it is that the next big British indie sensation isn't a bunch of anointed lads with stadium-sized savior complexes.
Which one is this?
Wolf Alice.
You're kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. But it's so good. I mean, finally we have a band that isn't libertines. When
yeah.
I read about libertines or
yeah.
like NME is talking about libertines or Oasis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when, I mean, NME has already brought back the verve, like Suede.
Enemy
and
has
they instantly
back?
Yeah the
enemy.
Yeah, sort of
how many people reads the enemy
yeah like Q magazine
yeah
they
but that's
bring
kind of
those back
dot.
Back and then it feels like immediately everyone regrets it. It's like, oh wait, Richard Ashcroft and the Verge, it maybe wasn't such a good idea. Okay, anyway, continue. Your next song.
That's brilliant. Okay, so I'm gonna go back to my old school habits here. This I love this girl. Her name is Sorcha Richardson, and I kind of first time I heard this track, I was like, "Okay, is she from Essex?" You know what I mean when I say Essex.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of think, and of course, because I'm not English, I kind of thought that it sounded like she was from Essex.
It's a girl.
Meanwhile,
who I can already tell I'm a bit afraid of her.
Oh, really? She's Irish.
Okay, that's fine. That's cool. That's what I realized
when I, of course, didn't understand she had an Irish accent. No, listen to this. This is called Petrol Station. It was on Hype Machine last week, I think. I'm just fascinated it came on to Hype Machine, but I love this track. I really do. And the high mix of her voice on top of everything and her funny pronunciations of the words, everything. I love this track.
Stayed up late to watch a movie, April Fool's, I think a Tuesday. Spring had just arrived and so our clothes were hanging loosely. We stepped outside to the old petrol station. Out of nowhere started raining, kinda suited the occasion. Reminded me of when we spent our whole summer vacation, 2011. Sleeping in my basement. Looking back, I think that we just spent those 2 weeks wasted. Some side of love we tasted. Find your love, you chase it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's great. I love the kind of blend of the new and the old.
Yeah, I agree.
Nice beats,
like,
but still original.
Yeah, I agree. And the little build of it and her funny little pronunciation makes you really want to... God, she's cute. And everything about her...
Oh, she's cute as well?
Well, she's kind of cute, but there's something... the way she... I just want to sit and talk to her when I hear it. I'm like, come and have dinner with me.
I tried to listen to Miguel. Like,
oh,
I tried to.
I did the same last night.
Okay, so I said, like I said to you, I said, so listening to Miguel is like spending time in a room where a couple just had sex. It's sticky everywhere and it smells like sweat. And the fact that I know that Lenny Kravitz has been, somehow been involved in the room. You don't know for how long he's been there, but he's been there. It's like, okay, it smells like body fluid. It's like, it's too much. It's too, like... Because Pitchfork wrote a, like, 9 point whatever review.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, best new music.
Of this album?
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like that guy who is reading Pitchfork and then foolishly just go on and listen to it. But I heard him on Conan as well, and I thought, I better check the album out. And it's no way. This is the 1% of me, which is like Craig David, this isn't Craig David.
No.
This is, I'm too white for this. I don't know what it is.
It's got nothing to do with that. It's just a really traditional US R&B album, which has got very little originality to it. I'm sorry, because I was sitting there going, you know, this is my kind of cup of tea, you know I like that kind. I have a little edge in me that likes this scene a lot, you know, and I'm listening and, you know, I'm realizing, no, I really don't like this scene. I liked you know, D'Angelo's first album, like Voodoo was an amazing album because everyone liked it. I liked Maxwell. Remember when Maxwell came? It was all about being stuck in a hotel room having sex, basically. That's what the album was about.
Yeah,
I adore that album. But now, sitting here listening to Miguel, I'm like, no, you know what? We're over this. We can't go back to this again. We can't have this album. And the cover artwork, I'm sorry. The minute I saw the cover artwork, I was like, are you kidding me?
It's slimy.
It's slimy.
Yeah.
It's just badly done, badly lit, everything.
Back to the Pitchfork thing. I did a survey on Has It Leaked. My most popular survey ever. It's basically because I think Pitchfork's score system is so bonkers. What's the difference between an album which gets 5.4 and 5.5? It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a bunch of great writers. I do get annoyed when an album I like get a low score, which is silly, but it's super stupid. So I let the users on Has It Leaked vote on what kind of score Tame Impala's upcoming album is gonna get. And I think it's, right now it's 9,300 people have voted on this.
Wow.
Love
wow.
that.
Wow.
The most stupid survey
yeah.
for the most stupid scoring system.
But that, you know, Pitchfork has had its up and downs, and it had its kind of artist, no names. I'm not going to tell you what artist, because that could be a bit go wrong, that really had it in for them, and vice versa. They're kind of really, there was no chemical kind of attachment here on either side. And, you know, they can be bitches if they want to. Sorry, wrong word. But they can be really...
But they got, it got a lot of power.
They got a lot of power in what they write,
yes.
unfortunately. And, you know, they still keep a big, you know, reading mass up in terms of the music industry. And it's important for people to reach out via Pitchfork. Let's face it, it's still like that.
Yes.
You know? It's not going to go away, I think.
I mean, if you compare,
point.
Like, Noisy, which
yeah.
is even more, like, hipster
yeah.
thingy,
yeah.
They don't have, like, a percentage
no.
of the power
I
which
know.
Pitchfork has.
I know.
So...
I know, and that's
where
you kind of go, you know, yes, I wish there was a diversity to it. I wish there was a little bit more kind of free-falling, you know, that you
yes.
felt that you were a bit surprised one day when you read a review or whatever. Nowadays, I anticipate what to read, and that makes me feel a bit like, oh, God, you know, sorry. You know, I'm not certain that's the first review I'm going to pick up and read, you know, but that's because we work here. We're not just, you know, we're not like fresh readers, you know what I mean?
So you got a third track to play?
I do. I have DJ
Pitbull.
Cassidy. Cassidy featuring Chromeo.
Cassidy. Oh, Chromeo. Okay.
Yeah. And you know how beautifully they kind of, I love the Chromeo, they stick to their guns. They have the disco vibe. They have everything, you know, going on for them, and they stick to that every time. I never get disappointed when I hear Chromeo, you know. I love the two guys. I normally love their artworks. I think
you love their artwork?
Artwork,
seriously?
Yeah. That was Surface to Air who did the one with the legs and the keyboard. I love that one. That's
so
like
the artwork is too kitsch.
The artwork is kitsch. No, I love it. It's very Storm. It's very 1970s, 1980s Storm Thorgerson inspired a lot of it. You know, I love that.
It's too airbrushy, like.
Oh no, I do love that. I love that. Future is Mine. It's called DJ Cassidy, featuring Chromeo. Something is wrong with my computer.
Oh, it's up on Pitchfork.
Yeah.
The irony.
Yeah. It's like, this is like galore. It's almost like eating a cream cake. And you're like, oh, wow. Once you listen to it, you're a little bit like, that was kind of yummy. Do I really want to hear it that many more times? But one is enough.
I saw you looking like a diamond in the rough. I told myself that one night ain't enough. Then we started talking, I mean stalking, lips are locking, remove your stockings. For me and you girl, one life ain't enough. But time is our best friend, you blow my mind. From the beginning to the end, our stars align. And now your future is mine, girl, your future is mine, girl, your future is mine. Wait a minute, when the sun comes up, our future's what I'm seeing. When the sun goes down, that's when you start believing that your whole world it could be.
No. That's I'm sorry, Luis. That is too much.
Listen, you guys out on the West Coast in America right now, you're gonna love this. Trust me. Please email us.
Our biggest audience is California. Did you know that?
California, guys, you're gonna love it. It's gonna be perfect for your barbecue.
The rest of the
that's
country,
all I can say,
including Europe and everywhere. It's gonna be with me. This is no.
Give us your opinion.
This is too
I
much.
Love this. Mind you, we gotta add DJ Cassidy. He DJed at both Obama's. What was it? The ball?
Some kind of ball.
Yeah. And Beyonce's and Jay-Z's wedding.
Again,
so,
not the seal of quality I'm looking for.
That is my seal of quality.
That's not
that,
yeah.
Can it get any cooler than that? Come on, guys. I gotta do a shout out for an album that will come this fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cassius,
French
Philip
Starr.
Yeah, French act, Philip Starr, and God, what's the name of the other guy? Sorry, it will come. Great, I love them. I love what they do. You know, they produced Cat Power's last album, I think, produced and mixed, etc. You know, this new album, it's a fantastic feature. It's featuring Pharrell Williams, two tracks, Cat Power, two tracks, including a duet with Cat Power and I think Cat Power and Pharrell. Ryan Tedder, One Republic, Mike D, Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Portugal the Man, Luke Jenner from Raptures, and it's
so it's
just
gonna
sounds
be Pharrell and Cat Power on
yeah.
the same track.
Yeah,
that's gonna be interesting.
Fantastic.
That's a very like
yeah.
the two worlds colliding.
Absolutely, and how exciting to hear it, you know. And Ryan Tedder on a track, you know, how cool is that, you know? So
we discussed before, like Pharrell has.
I remember being in Cannes a couple of years ago. And he was at the time of his pretty much low. He was going, I'm broke. You know, I really got to start all over.
Because we spoke about this, I think, in a previous episode. But he featured on Afi,
yeah.
Which was
on
Ed Banger.
That's right.
And I feel that, I mean, that was kind of...
It was a weird track. I agree.
It wasn't very good.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I feel like I'm in the movie Memento, but I don't have a pen. Wait a minute, hey, hey, this the type of beat that make the ghetto girls play. Take a hit of haze, listen to Dre. And when she seen P, man, you know she couldn't hate that ghetto P and that ghetto cash. My ghetto eyes on her ghetto ass.
I wonder how much that cost to have Pharrell on.
No, I
the
mean,
track.
I think that was on his low. That was on his very low.
So
I don't
he
think
he wanted to be featured rather than.
I don't think it was a problem. I also think the A&R and the head of the company at that time knew how to get stuff going. So, you know.
It felt like a lot of like Pharrell going into the studio at his place, recording something for an hour and then just sending it to like an MP3 and then. That's it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I fully agree. I mean, I think, bless him, you know, I think the way the rebuild he did, you know, single after single, hits after hits, you know, I think the build-up to his high again was beautiful. It was a beautiful kind of product, how to get back and how to get his... brand re-established at the time, you know?
I hope he doesn't like end up like Snoop Dogg, which is featuring on like Katy Perry.
No,
and
that
making
I don't
that.
Think it's gonna happen. He doesn't need to, you know. He featured on Daft Punk, you know what I mean? He featured on The Ride,
yeah,
he
that's
was on
true.
Despicable Me, you know. He came with the strongest track, Happy, you know. He knew how to get back and how to become a very established brand again. You know, I thought it was beautifully done with a great music, you know?
So let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
We are looking to make a few more lists.
Yeah.
This coming year.
Definitely.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're not gonna be lazy and just put out top tens.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But we need ideas, I think.
Yeah.
Please send us suggestions, right?
Absolutely.
And keep on sending us top list covers, guilty pleasures. We love guilty pleasures. I think that's it,
yeah.
Right?
Great.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Thanks.